This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. And I'll tell you, this is going to be an exciting next two or three days in my neck of the woods. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from the Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station here, AM 860, The Answer. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along and for what you're doing right now. Also, to America's truckers, the men and women out there that are getting the job done coast to coast, border to border, thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And because it's a holiday, surprise, surprise, Kyle Warren, guess who's out on the porch right now? The hotel next to me, the parking lot is full. It's about half full of the hotel beside it. And they finally stopped shooting fireworks off the roof of the parking garage. Jeez, good Lord. All right, well, let's say the pledge. We're going to say the pledge this time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And I emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, obviously else is in the news. We'll get to that in a little bit, but nothing has changed so far, so nothing I can tell you will have changed what you heard the last report, either during the overnight news segment at the top of the hour, or what I said during the truckers' forecast. Now, PBS, Kyle, and Vanessa Williams sparked a backlash on the 4th of July, of all things, over the singing of the Black National Anthem.
Yeah, this is really something. This is, I believe, the Capitol 4th program that aired on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Now, again, evidently intended to recognize the creation of Juneteenth as a federal holiday. But you're right, it is sparking some backlash. Some people saying, you know, well, this is July 4th.
It had no place being played on the 4th of July, period. That's my opinion.
Well, but see, the part is, I think, that, for example, Juneteenth, while again a long time coming to be a federal holiday, is encompassed by, but is not in place of, July the 4th or Independence Day overall for the United States of America. And I think this is where a lot of the rub is that there are some, and again, it's a limited number, I think, but there are some who are saying Juneteenth really is should be the Independence Day or this kind of thing. But again, July 4th, Independence Day, 1776, that's the starting point, and Juneteenth is part of that now, and so that's the important aspect.
There's a big fight on right now because all of a sudden the largest teachers union, the National Education Association, NEA, has decided to fork up $127,000 to advance its pro-CRT agenda to help the teachers, to describe it as a reasonable and appropriate framework for students to understand and interpret America's past and present. Wrong answer. Wrong answer.
Well, right. Well, again, but when you start off with the basic premise that America's bad, America's broken, it's irredeemably bad, there's nowhere to go from there. In other words, you set up a problem that sounds like a problem, but it's, in other words, because people expect problems to have solutions, but you set up a problem that has no solution ever.
And let me point out to the listeners that don't know American history that there were black, quote, slaves, used to be slaves, that were part of the Revolutionary Army that had their own brigade that fought very valiantly for the independence of the United States of America, because one of the things that they were granted in the Declaration of Independence was all men are created equal, and that included, in the North, the black slaves.
Well, exactly right. And again, when you start with the idea that it's all bad, it's all constructed upon this sort of bad philosophy and so forth, it's absolutely wrong, number one. And number two, Juneteenth, for example, which was the culmination of the spreading of the word that the slaves had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation, that can only happen in the system developed as the United States of America. And so that's the good thing. And so what happens is if you get people who simply say, well, no, America really is, it's racist, it's based on racism, all these kinds of things. In the modern day, in the 21st century, this is simply not the case. Most people across the highways and byways, they're always kooks and crackpots, but most people in the United States of America don't harbor hatred for their neighbor or for people of different races. It is a very, very different kind of society.
No, and I want to also point out to the people that during the American Civil War, which was about slavery, amongst other things, there were a number of black outfits that came from the North that fought in the Civil War for the Union. Now, people are...
Exactly.
Yeah, well, hold that thought. People, forget about that stuff. And it's time to wake up the sleeping masses as to what the history is. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and Frank will be around in about an hour and, about an hour and 40 minutes. He'll be back on the schedule here. Mondays and Fridays, you can hear Frank Salvato on the program from undergroundusa.com. Right now, I need to tell everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell, who I spent about 5 minutes with. And got to say howdy, howdy, and then he had to run and dash and do what he was doing, because he was doing his television show, his live broadcast over there from the event. And by the way, MyPillow.com, you gotta support Mike. You got to. He's a tremendous guy. They pulled his product from the big box stores and said, well, he's too conservative, and he's just so over the top. We can't have his products. Well, guess what? Let's stick it to the big box stores, who I never will go to again ever, the ones that pulled the product, and buy it from his website, MyPillow.com. Everything that he makes is on that website, MyPillow.com. And if you want to save buku bucks, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN to save you a bunch of money, because it's going to ask you for a promo code to get the special reduced prices on all the different things he has there. It's not just about pillows, folks. There's a lot more stuff there. And a phone number to call to find out more, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com. Use the product code CAPTAIN. It gets you anything that's there. There you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we need to talk about Joe Biden and his COVID goal. He has fallen short of his July 4th stated goal on the vaccination. So what to do now, Kyle? What to do now?
Well, that's a really good question. You continue to hear, of course, how people can get vaccinated. Yes, that was his stated goal, but there is still a lot of reluctance out there, evidently. But again, whenever we hear about this, I always go back to what Kamala Harris talked about back during the campaign when she said, when asked point blank, when she's going to take the vaccine, she says, not if it comes from Donald Trump. And so, again, in other words, that should be something that everybody should be unified on. It should have never been politicized. If we have a vaccine and Donald Trump didn't cook it up with a chemistry set in the basement of the White House, this should be something that unites everybody. So I kind of think it started right back then. But there is some vaccine hesitancy out there, and I think they'll have to make a greater push to try to get people to realize, hey, it's better if you're vaccinated. Now, some have different reasons, I understand, but on the whole, Joe Biden's going to have to go to the American people again and again.
Well, we are hearing that the Department of Defense has been putting out feelers that the entire military is going to be required to be vaccinated.
Yes, that's exactly what we're hearing. And, of course, that's a different story from trying to convince John and Jane Q. Public to go and get that done. For example, I've been in Las Vegas the last couple of days. People are going everywhere. Nobody's wearing a mask. Presumably people are vaccinated. I'm vaccinated, so I feel comfortable going just about anywhere.
Right.
And that's the thing. And, of course, if you want to be able to do things and you want to be able to have that kind of confidence level, that's what it's going to take. Otherwise, it's going to be, God forbid someone gets COVID or someone gets the Delta variant. These aren't things to fool around with.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse in Canada, at least 9 Canadian churches have been torched by arsonists amid the indigenous anger over residential schools. What the heck is going on up there?
Yes, well, exactly. Evidently, they had found, I think, some unmarked graves from earlier times and so forth near some of these places, and that's right. So it sparked some backlash against that, and so unfortunately, 9 different Anglican and Catholic churches evidently went up in flames because of this.
Now, the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Montreal Canadiens in Montreal, correct?
Right.
They're playing their next game tonight in Montreal, correct?
That's right.
And this could be for all the marbles, and they could win the Stanley Cup if they win the game in Montreal, right?
Right.
So naturally, the Tampa Bay Lightning might want to have their family members present for the game, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, the government of Canada and Quebec in particular denied entry for the family members to come see the Stanley Cup game in Montreal.
That's true, and I think it has something to do with the having a quarantine time of 14 days and so forth, and so that is obviously not going to be possible if the game is scheduled and so
forth.
Well,
what do you do if the people involved are all vaccinated?
Well, again, that goes to the policy of the Canadian government then. Back when they were doing other games and so forth, some were able to come in, but not a whole lot of people at all in terms of the family members, to be able to come in and watch the game be played. But yeah, this is definitely a very, very bad situation.
Now, we have an interesting development in the city of New York and the borough of Manhattan. It looks like as if the first black DA is well on his way. Alvin Bragg is the man's name. He says, we made history. We won nearly 34% of the vote, and we're well on our way to becoming Manhattan's first black DA.
Yeah, quite interesting. There was a challenger named Weinstein with 30%, and Mr. Bragg had a lead of about 7,000 ballots. They're now into counting absentee ballots, I believe. So yes, so this could be quite a historic moment.
Uh-huh.
He's 47 years old, and we'll see what happens here.
And that's because Cyrus Vance Jr., or whatever his name is retiring, correct?
He is retiring. And so this has also a very interesting sort of footnote to it as well. Of course, whatever Cyrus Vance is up to right now in terms of charging the Trump Organization and the Trump Organization individual there, this is going to bleed over to whomever takes over as the district attorney.
Now, I'm getting pretty sick of hearing this because somebody tonight told me that the American flag was just merely a garment, a piece of material when I was talking about, you know, saluting the flag and pledging, putting your hand over heart and pledging allegiance and all this stuff. And this person made the mistake of saying, well, it's just a piece of material. I said, oh, really? Click, gone. You're out of here. But anyway, the storm that has been set in place by the New York Times over a piece on how the original American flag with the 13 states in it divided America from day one. What a bunch of garbage.
Well, again, see, this is part of the revisionist sort of historical hatchet job that's been going on for a while now. All these different things are meant to divide. And quite frankly, I don't think that they're based on the idea that, well, we need to create a more altruistic, happy society where everything is just fine. I don't think that that's really where all this is coming from. It's designed in order to create chaos, create division, and make the institutions of the United States either degrade them or destroy them altogether so that you can put something else in its place. We've seen this all throughout history. This is done in order to take power. Uh-huh. It's not about some kind of altruistic thing. And so again, it's everything. If we find out everything about the United States is bad, even having the flag and this kind of thing, it's really something. And especially you get some, celebrity or famous people trying to say, well, that's not my flag. That flag doesn't represent me. Or the dust up with the Olympian and so forth is a good example.
Yeah. Now, we're getting a question from one of our listeners, and I am going to answer the question. It's, what do you know about Russia and China possibly attacking Hawaii? Well, we know some stuff, and Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about it when she comes on. So that's when you will find out about what we know. How's that?
Yep. Yeah. I heard about that the other day. Someone had warned about something like that.
Well, there's been an idle threat put out there, but we'll get into the details of what it is. Are they capable of doing it? Well, yeah. But are we capable of retaliating back in 10 times a stronger fashion? Yep.
Well, exactly. I think now this is in conjunction with like the idea of moving against, for example, Taiwan. So that's the larger problem there. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the telephone number coming up right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining part of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Officials announced their intentions to bring down the section that remains standing ahead of the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa out of fears that winds from the storm could bring it down. Search and rescue work had been halted to allow demolition crews to prepare the building. They'll resume their search as soon as they're given the all-clear. And Tropical Storm Elsa is approaching Cuba, bringing the possibility of major flooding to the island. The storm is expected to cross central Cuba on Monday afternoon, thousands of people already evacuating from the path of the storm. Elsa is expected to weaken as it moves back over water, forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with...
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sundays. And you're listening to Captain Matt Bruce, the best of the best. Woo!
Oh, that's my Ric Flair wannabe, Patrick Hyland. You'll hear him with sports during hour number four on the program. Oh, boy. Kyle, I got to bring you into this for just a second. You know who Ric Flair is, right?
I think so, yeah.
The wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
That was his imitation of Ric Flair with a big boom in the back end. All right, well, hold on a second because I got to do my Geico thing. Now, folks, this is not your normal Geico commercial. This is something instead advising all Geico policy owners to take the necessary steps to protect your loved ones, check your supplies, and make sure you have plenty of fresh water, flashlights, and a battery-operated radio. Because Geico is currently mobilizing their special storm teams to go to the projected area of the storm, which is obviously South Florida and the Florida Peninsula first. And if the storm does hit your area and your vehicles are damaged, a Geico team is on standby, ready to provide your immediate assistance. Now write this phone number down if you're a Geico customer. 800-841-3000. If you're a Geico customer, 800-841-3000. That's the claims center. If for some reason your car gets damaged during this storm, Elsa, that's coming into Florida. Now, the Geico mobile app can also be found by going to geicomobile.com. That's G-E-I-C-O. So Geico wants you to be safe, wants you to be covered, and wants you to know that they've got your security and peace of mind. 800-841-3000, Geico. Okay, Kyle, back to what we was talking about here. What's going on out west with all the grasshopper swarms that are overwhelming the U.S. West? Are they happening out by you?
Well, no, I fortunately I haven't seen too many grasshoppers as yet. However, we've got dry, warm conditions, of course, out west, and that is basically what kicks off this kind of outbreak. We haven't seen it like this, according to these reports, since about over 40 years or so. So that's what the catalyst is.
Yeah, good morning to Fred over in Fort Lauderdale, who just chimed in. So he's down there. There's another southern correspondent that's going to let us know if things go south.
Exactly right. Yeah,
along,
that's
along
good.
With Leo in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mainstream media reporters confronted the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, after she deflected questions about the alleged abusive environments of Vice President Kamala Harris's office. Who are her anonymous sources she referred to?
Does she name them? I don't recall if she
of
did.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But don't we want
well,
to know?
Of course not.
Don't we want to know?
Well, of course. But the idea is, you know, these reports are coming out, and they're not coming out in right-wing conservative, quote-unquote, news publications. This came out in Politico. So this is very, very significant, the idea of toxic workplace. You're always going to have somebody who gets disgruntled. There's no doubt about that. Somebody's going to complain about this or that. We understand that. But this has a different kind of tone and ring to it in terms of what kind of environment the vice president's office has. Now, as a work environment, that's one thing. But here's another thing. Again, this is the person who has to be able to step in at a moment's notice, as is part of our the structure of our government, be able to step in at a moment's notice and become the president and do everything the president is able has to be able to do. This doesn't bode well for how the Biden White House itself versus the vice president's office. There seems to be a real disconnect there of how to get this going. And that, again, is bad for America because we have to be able to project strength, confidence, and stability. No matter what the politics are, Republican or Democrat, strength, confidence, and stability are absolutely paramount here. And she's not doing that. And it's obvious that, again, she's having she's struggling, whether it's her own management style, whatever it is, her personality, whatever it is, but it's got to get fixed, and they got to fix it fast.
Right. Now, an Arizona newspaper has filed a lawsuit against the GOP-led Senate over the audit information. What's that all about?
Well, that's what the audit is bringing out here, of course, is really contradictory to what the basic
narrative
is.
We don't know. We don't know exactly because they have not released the report yet. But we're speculating on what's been leaked. But we don't know if the leaks are accurate either.
Right. Exactly.
So we don't know what we're going to get, but I don't think it's going to be a bed of roses.
No. But again, everything that the news media basically talked about seems to be becoming undermined quite significantly with a lot of this information that we're getting just through these different sources so far. So I have a feeling it might be something along those lines.
Now, a couple of hours ago, just before we started the program, the remaining portion of the damage for the structure down there in Surfside, the condo, was brought down with explosives. The rescuers were awaiting an all-clear signal after the explosives brought down the structure so that they could get in there and start searching again, trying to see if they could find any survivors, which is getting very, very, very remote, to say the least, right?
Yes, unfortunately so. It's been so many days. The issues and the problems that have confronted the rescuers and this entire situation has just not gone in their direction, unfortunately.
Now, the other thing is the Surfside condo manager is now pushing back on the reports of delayed condo repairs that they were dragging their feet at the condo and did not make repairs in a timely manner, and nobody can say with certainty that that's what caused this problem, because we're hearing now, and I heard it from Leo, sent me an email, and he said it was very wet in that area, and some sinkholes had opened up in that area in the vicinity of the condo. Didn't say the condo itself, but in the vicinity. And there were holes starting to open up. Now, this very easily could have been the demise of this condo.
Well, exactly. And early on, that was one of the speculations that I had had. We talked about a little bit on the program that it was certainly a possibility. We don't know exactly what happened yet. All of this has to come out in the investigations, which will be lengthy and intense, of course. But yes, the idea of a sinkhole could be a possible explanation, especially since we have the audio call from one of the people, unfortunately, who were perished in the collapse. A woman talking to her husband saying, "I see a hole opening up." You know, words to that effect. We just don't know, but yes, could be geologic. But at the same time, though, we know of all of the rigmarole that was going on with the condo board and the damage and the fighting over whether or not to get the money together, this kind of thing. It all goes into the hopper, unfortunately.
Now, the squad was active yesterday, and some other left-wing activists and even some members of the media. And, oh, by the way, you've heard of the Democratic Socialist Party here in America?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's the party that AOC was a member of, and how she got elected, also endorsed by the Democrats. Do you know where they've been the last few days?
Where's that?
Venezuela, talking to President Maduro.
Oh, well, birds of a feather, I guess. That's the, I hate to say,
yeah.
Birds of a feather.
Now, yeah. The squad and some of their members, as well as some left-wing activists in the media, have all joined in an anti-Fourth of July bashing out of about the American flag, about the Declaration of Independence, about 1619, Juneteenth is the real day, and all that stuff. And I think every one of them needs to go somewhere for a psychological evaluation.
Well, again, this is about creating setting up what sounds like a problem, with something that you expect to have some solution, but they're setting it up. There is no solution to the problem that they are talking about or creating, basically. And because then the only solution is the demise of the United States. Nothing can, it's completely irredeemable. That's their position from what we can tell. And so again, it's not about making things right or equality or any of these kinds of concepts. It's about power. And it's how you bring down countries. And they're just simply trying the same thing again that they've seen in history.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to fill you in more about Tropical Storm Elsa and what's going on there. Things are getting interesting if you're in Florida. We'll be right back. It's not really a laughing matter, but what are you going to do? Cry about it? We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Don and Donna, you guys have got a great driver, Danny and Sam, the drivers that drive the Save America bus, who I got a chance to meet and was on the bus, and they're probably listening to me right now somewhere, wherever they're at. I'm not sure where they're going next. Kyle knows, but we'll get to talking about that in a minute. But you guys rock, and everybody loves seeing that bus there. And, of course, some of you saw me hanging around the bus, which I was, and some of you saw me with a picture in front of the bus, which I was. Now, I chose not to have any pictures taken inside because I figure what they got in the bus, they need to have in the bus, and it stays there, if you know what I mean. All right, well, we had a request for this song. It's the latest God Bless the USA done by Lynn Greenwood, and I need to tell you, this is probably the better version of it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Goodness, God bless the USA. Kyle, that's got to be better than the original one he did.
Yes, I think you're right. It really is good.
Alrighty, now I got to get to the weather real quick and turn you loose out west. So here we go. Folks, the weather brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops, and many of you will be looking for them down here in Florida over the next couple of days. And some of you might want to stay up in Georgia after I tell you what's going on here. But the weather right now is all about in the southeastern part of the U.S., Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, Tropical Storm Elsa. Now, it's forecast to pass near the Florida Keys, maybe a little bit sooner than early Tuesday. It might be today, because it looks like this storm is going to be a little bit further out in the Gulf. The path has changed a little bit right now, which means that it'll have a chance to be in the warmer water, and we all know what happens when that goes on. Now, there's an increasing risk of tropical storm conditions, storm surge, and heavy rainfall on Monday. The risk may then expand northward over the Florida Peninsula Tuesday into Wednesday. Meanwhile, excessive heat and critical fire weather conditions are going to persist in the northwestern Great Basin. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Also in New Mexico tonight, we're tracking severe thunderstorm warnings. This around the area of Clovis, also Portales. So if you're traveling along
Cannon Air Force Base.
And Cannon Air Force Base is right there. Exactly right. So if you're traveling along U.S. 60 or State Highway 70, you can be in perhaps torrential rains. That's a possibility there. Also, damaging winds as well. So be careful in that area. Also, we have, of course, fire weather warnings in southern Idaho. Also, excessive heat warnings in southern Oregon and leads down into northern Nevada and also parts of northern California, but hugging, of course, around the Oregon border there. That's what's going out west tonight, Captain.
All right. Well, we've got some rain in the Midland, Texas area on I-20 moving to the east. It's been working its way out of New Mexico. We've also got some fog around the Metroplex in Dallas, so be advised of that. And there is some fog along the Gulf from about Brownsville on up towards Corpus Christi, right along the Gulf itself. And also, we've got some dense fog up in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, Minnesota, over towards Duluth and up along almost all the way to North Dakota right now. Some fog in the southwestern part of Ohio, just west coming out of Cincinnati. We've got some fog tonight from around Port Huron, spotty over to Cleveland where it gets dense again and goes all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania. All right, here we go. And I'm going to read this to you. Widespread heavy rain will continue to affect portions of Jamaica tonight, where isolated to scattered flash flooding and mudslides will be possible. Heavy rain will then impact the Cayman Islands and Cuba tonight into Monday, resulting in significant flooding and mudslides over Cuba. As Elsa approaches the Florida Keys, Florida Peninsula, and coastal Georgia, Monday through Wednesday, heavy rainfall may result in isolated flash, urban, and minor river flooding mid to late week, with heavy rains across coastal South Carolina, which may result in isolated flash flooding. Here's what we're looking for and at in the Tampa Bay area. We're currently looking in the 13-county area at 35 to 45 mile an hour winds with gusts to 55 miles an hour. We could see a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet. We could see 1 to 3 inches of rain inland along US 27, 3 to 6 inches of rain for closer to the coast, and some isolated areas will have more than that. You can expect some power outages. You can expect some trees down. You can expect some flooding in the areas where it always floods. So be prepared. Do whatever you need to do right now for the storm. Do not dally. Do not wait until later today, because whatever you might need to get might not be there. And Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and thanks very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend, in the storm.
Sounds good.
All righty, and let's go right away to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Do you have any words of wisdom for the people? We were just talking about the weather.
Well, I mean, there are some interesting tips that people ought to pay attention to. Those people that have a pool, you may want to take some, let some water out of the pool now.
Now, that's a great idea.
If you got stuff outside that can fly away, I suggest you kind of move it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a garage door that's exposed, then, or that has some weakness, then gently put your car, back your car up very gently to the door itself on the inside so it doesn't blow the door in. You know, all the other ones, like, you know, they have water and food for 3 or 4 days. That's what you do.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Denise Simon and I will be right back. We've got a question from a listener. And hello to Billy up there in Atlanta, listening to us on The Answer, AM 920 in Atlanta. Thanks for the great comments, Billy. I'm going to get to your question when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.